Hello and welcome to Sunday Messages with Fairmount Friends Church. We're so glad that you are joining us. You can find out more on www.fairmountfriendschurch.org. Here's Pastor Andrew Hailed.
Thank you. Whew, you guys got to follow that. As I was sitting there, I was just watching, of course, Elizabeth, but just looking at the pride that was shown from both of you. And also looking over here to Miss Lori, not to put you on the spot with the tissue on your nose. But just the way you were sitting, all that's been going on, it's hitting. What a song. Well, I invite you both up to share. Pablo and Rebecca are going to share about the work they're doing and the ministry there and the significance of the meaning behind it. You know, it's not just work to be done, but there's so much more to it. So looking forward to hearing from you both.
Thanks, sweetheart. That is a tough act to follow. I get teary-eyed easily, but it is well. It is well with our souls.
Amen.
I'm Rebecca.
Hola, soy Pablo, and don't worry, I'm going to speak in English,
And our kids, you met Elizabeth right now singing, she's 16, and Johanna, or Joe, she's 13, and Mateo is 8, and delighted that you have a kids program. whoever's running the slides, what's a good signal? Can I give you a thumbs up whenever it's time for the next one? Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, perfect. Good deal.
Thanks. So yeah, thanks again to having us in here this morning. It's a great blessing, and thanks for your warm welcoming. And yeah, we are the Pasmino family, actually with the ñ in Spanish. It's kind of hard for you, I know, Pasmino. And this is a complete family, as you can see. Rebecca and Elizabeth, you already heard her, and Johanna and Mateo. And well, a little of my background. I am a product of our mission organization, One Mission Society in Ecuador. They started a church 30-some years ago, and as you can see in the picture, I was there as a youth, part of the youth group there, and I was I grew up as a Christian or stronger in my faith through the ministry of One Mission Society in the Christian Bible Church in Guayaquil.
And I'm a missionary kid. I grew up in Peru, South America. My parents are Bible translators with Wycliffe. And the course of life brought me to Taylor University up the road. And part of Taylor's ministry was helping with a youth group or some kind of other outreach through for my Christian education degree. And I ended up with Fairmount Area Friends Youth, or FAFI at the time. When Fairmount Friends was small and there weren't enough kids for its own youth group, and Countryside and Little Ridge and Bethel all joined together to form one youth group. And a couple of them I've seen over this last weekend. Kelly there in the back row, Kelly Monahan, and we're staying with Willis and Isabel Lofton. And so through those years, God just reached my heart in an amazing way through that group. Fairmount Area Friends Youth has marked my path for good forever. So through that ministry, God connected us with Fairmount Friends. And it's been just a joy and a tremendous privilege and an honor to represent you as your missionaries in Ecuador. So thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness in supporting us for over 20 years. So I graduated in 1997 and hit the field 3 months later. And you've been with us ever since, so thank you. So a little bit about what we're doing these days.
Yeah, so she went to Ecuador and met me, and the rest is history. We are here. Yeah, we work in Ecuador. I am originally from Ecuador. I was born in my city of Guayaquil. And if you don't know, or it's hard to know, Ecuador is a small country in South America. Precious country, beautiful country with beaches, mountains, jungle, Galapagos Islands, And we live and work in the city of Guayaquil, which is the largest city in the country. About 3 million people live in there. And we've been there for several years. And the Lord has led us to work in a small community in the outskirts of the city called Chonggong. I know these are hard words for you to learn, but yeah, Chonggong. Chonggong is a community there, and we've been working with kids. And actually, the Lord led us to start a church there, and it's a beautiful story of how it's been the work of the Lord there, with the kids especially, moms, aunts, grandmas. It's been kind of easy in the sense of, taking the word of God to them, but not that easy with the men. So that's one of our prayer requests, working with the men there. There's always an excuse. Maybe it's a lot of work, or maybe it's issue with alcoholism or drug addiction. So it's hard. So you can pray for that, for the young men and men in the community of Chonggong in Guayaquil to have the opportunity to hear and obey the Lord's message for them. But apart from that, God has been doing great things in Chonggong, and it's been a very, very special blessing for us.
How it all began, we didn't intentionally plant a church in Chonggong. It was an accident because God wanted a church there. A friend who I was doing a Bible study with in our neighborhood said, "We can't keep this to ourselves. We need to go somewhere else where the message is needed. I know someone in Chonggong who will open her house for us." So we went that first week and passed out flyers and said, "Come learn how to bake chocolate chip cookies." So five or six ladies showed up, and we talked about, what does it look like if God is the main ingredient in your life? Your life will be completely transformed. And that's how it began. And one lady attended one week. Her name is Marlene, and by accident, again, and as she listened to the Bible study, and by the end of it, she said, "You need to come to my house. There are a lot of kids in my neighborhood. My son, who's almost an adult now, I've almost lost him to drugs. Come and show these kids there's a better way. Show them that there's a different path they can choose." So that began Kids Club in her house. Once a month, then twice a month, then once a week. And the kids would bring aunts, mom, grandma, uncle, dad to the different programs. And through that, a church was born. Vacation Bible School has been one of the ways that God has used and blessed our lives as we reach out to the kids there. And even as we look at this last year, kind of a theme that he has put on our hearts, but God, but God. In the midst of all that has been happening, if you look in scripture, particularly Genesis 50:20, and it says in the words of Joseph speaking to his brothers who had planned all sorts of bad stuff for him, he said, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good, for the saving of many lives." And that is what we've seen even in this past year. There is a lot to grieve. There is a lot of sadness over lives lost, over opportunities lost. And it's good to sit with that. It's right to mourn with what we have lost. But even as we mourn, to look up. Where are you, God, in this? But for you, I would have no hope. But in you, I do. In you, I have hope. I have purpose. And we have seen that what the enemy intended for harm, God intended for good. And he has used this COVID-19 pandemic to grow his church. I don't know how you've seen it here, but I'm sure you have. We've seen it through online discipleship, through Kids Club at Home, and through a property that he has given us. And we'd like to tell you a little bit more about that.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the pandemic came. We had to stay at home. There's no way to do church with this situation, but again, God was opening doors because we started to use the internet for that. And in Ecuador, there's this text message application called WhatsApp. I don't know if you have heard about it, but it's very popular, especially in Latin America. And the people in Chonggong, they don't have access to internet, to have
bandwidth
internet. So, but they use their cell phones. And they pay maybe for a day or for 2 days access to data, and through that, we started Bible studies in WhatsApp. Just sending texts audios, Bible verses, and yeah, you can see one of the pictures there, how it was. It was unusual, it was different, but we had to adapt the situation, to adapt to the situation, and then the people responded. And that was amazing to see that, to see how the Lord was working in the people, and they were, of course, looking for that, and we had these meetings every week, every 2 or 3 days, and teaching the Bible through that, they started to, or keep continuing to grow in their Lord's message or learning. Mm-hmm.
It didn't work very well for kids, though.
Of course.
You know that, those of you who've had to deal with school online and what that's looked like over this past couple, over a year now. But we thought, what can we do with the kids? We can't lose the growth that God has brought through the kids. So just thinking and praying, we started a new initiative and called it Kids Club at Home. And just said, the teachers that we had who used to gather to teach the kids, we'll give you the materials, teach your own kids, the nieces and nephews, or the kids on the block who are already playing with each other anyway, might as well make it productive. So we started handing out ministry packets each week with a Bible lesson, a Bible verse set to music, a craft, a snack, a game, and sending messages, audios on WhatsApp. This is how you teach the lesson, going through the Bible study. And these groups started growing and growing. And the neighbor said, well, what about my kids? Or the other one down the block, what about my kids? Well, sure, you can open a group in your house, but we don't have any more teachers, so you get to teach it. So we started having moms, aunts, uncles teaching who had never really cracked the Bible open before. And now to teach their kids, they started reading scripture. And the groups just grew and grew. So instead of 100 kids, that was what we could gather typically for Kids Club, now there were 250 kids being reached in different areas of the city. What the enemy intended for evil, but God intended it for good, way beyond what we could ever have asked or imagined. Mm-hmm. And as we've watched these groups, and as we've seen parents start to read scripture through this involvement, our heart's desire is to stay in the homes. That is where we've seen people come to Christ, and we want the church life to stay in the homes. But all this, these past 7 years or so we've been in Chonggwang, we've never had a building. Mm-hmm. We've met in yards, we've met under trees, in parks, literally just on the street. Sometimes we'd come to the yard we were supposed to meet in, and we're doing something, we're building something, so all right, pull out tables and chairs and set them on the street. And that has worked, but it's time for something else. We found that it's an opportunity for ministry to grow through a training center.
Mm-hmm. And that has been another miracle in the middle of the pandemic, because we were praying about that. We weren't unsure if we were able to get a property. And of course, the pandemic came and everything was shut down, so there's no way, we thought. But on July last year, someone called Rebecca and told her, hey, there's this property on sale. Maybe you can call and ask. And yeah, after that, in 2 weeks after that call, we were able to buy this piece of land there. And it was, again, an affirmation from God that we were in the right path. There's always uncertainty, you know. You have to worry or think about how we're going to build this, how we're going to get the funds, or how we're going to pay the bills for utilities or things like that. But he's been opening doors in a way that we ever imagined, and here we are. We have this piece of land now. Through the help of our mission in Ecuador, we were able to buy it, and then a church in California that support us wanted to help us, and they did BBS online with their kids there, and they decided that we were the money project for to support, and then we we had a good offering for started the building there. So as you can see,
it's a fixer upper.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of work to do yet, but thanks to God's provision, we have been able to have some construction, and with the help of the community also, of course, the people from Chonggwang, we've been cleaning and building and doing a lot of work there. So now we're able to have gatherings there. We have a bathroom, we have running water. Yeah, I don't know what's
That picture likes to turn upside down for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah. So it's been great and awesome to see the Lord working in this area too. It's been a miracle again because we didn't have the money, but suddenly He provided. He provided through this church and then another supporter that helped us, and that's how it looks now. Actually, it has walls running the second floor, so we can gather together there. Was the stairs there, so it's been amazing how the Lord has been working.
Mm-hmm. And our goal is that this would be a training center, a place that people can come for the youth group. They were meeting in this little bitty area and on someone's kind of front porch, and now they have space to stretch out, to play games, to invite their friends, for kids to run around, to climb the trees, to, we can't gather them all yet, but when we can, it will be there. Mm-hmm. We have so many dreams and visions, and we would ask that you would pray that they would be God's dreams for us, mm-hmm. that it would be what He wants, not just our ideas. We have thought and prayed about it being a child sponsorship site, working in partnership with Compassion International, about building a coffee shop and having workshop areas for some of the single moms in the community to develop skills in baking and sewing, and then have that shop as a place to also have some income for their families, a community library, mm-hmm. a covered court to bring in the young guys for sports and for games. So there are ideas, but we don't want to just pursue our own. We want them to be God's. And at this point, I think we feel God directing us toward the coffee shop and workshop areas to be the next phase of construction. Mm-hmm. So if God puts it on your heart, pray for us, support that work, that Chonggong and beyond would continue to be influenced for Christ. Amen. Mm-hmm. As we continue looking at this theme of but God, we see in Acts 13, verse 29 and 30, talking about Christ and His death. It didn't look much darker. It's never looked much darker than what it looked like on Good Friday. Everything seemed to be over. And when they had carried out all that was written about Him, they took Him down from the cross and laid Him in a tomb. But God raised Him from the dead. And that is what we are living in. We are living in His victory over death. We are living in a world where the enemy does bring death, but God breathes new life. And we are seeing it day by day in the many ways that He brings new life in. As you look at some of these groups, this home didn't have scripture until through the pandemic, Kids Club at Home came to their house and this mom started studying scripture and sharing with her kids. These women came out of abusive, painful backgrounds, and through a trauma healing course that God has allowed us to begin, they've begun to find healing. So God is present in this. Puente Lucia is an area about an hour and a half away from Guayaquil. And because we were distributing ministry packets for Kids Club, we could go further. So in two new areas, Pascuales and Puente Lucia, there are now groups growing because God was there even in the midst of the hard stuff.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Too small to see?
Yeah.
Those old eyes.
Romans 5 says, for while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die, but God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Again, but God.
It's not about us. It's not about our strength. It's not about our abilities. It says, while we were still weak, you know, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And that is what we are living in. While we are still weak, but God loves us, teaches us, saves us, and sanctifies us. And one of the biggest ways that I've seen this past year is that my illusion of controlling anything has been stripped away. If I ever thought that I could run something, I was so wrong. And as our kids have experienced over this last year, we had planned to come to the States in July, had to cancel, November, canceled, December, canceled. Many of you have canceled plans over and over as well. And the things that we thought were going to be a certain way just haven't been. But I think it's been a chance for us to realize it doesn't depend on us. And God has not let us go, even in the midst of that. We don't own our health. We don't own our lives. We can't plan apart from if God wills. And you know, in a lot of the developing world, believers will always put that phrase in their sentences. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm hoping to open a business if God wills. No, if God wills, we're going on a trip next week. Because there's a realization that we don't own it, but he does. We're here.
Even coming here in January, we didn't know what to expect. You know, we weren't sure. We were able to visit friends. We were able to visit churches. We don't know. But we have to put it in God's hand.
Mm-hmm. And he's the one who changes hearts. He's the one who will equip us, raise the rest of our support, fund the projects, raise the prayer support that we need in his time. And there's nothing to worry about because he's got that. We can't guarantee our future, our kids' future, nothing. But God holds it. And this is the youth group, which is a great joy to us.
Yeah, we are very happy to see this group gathering now and being faithful to the meetings and growing in the Lord's word. And our prayer is for them to become the future leaders for the community, for this ministry here in Chonggong. And right now we have a couple that is leading the group, and we are happy to that. That's Romel and Lilibeth. And they are in charge of the youth group. They are leading the meetings. They are teaching them the word of God. So we are happy for them. We ask you to pray for them too.
While we're downstairs afterwards for the meeting, we're going to have a table. And these people who we are showing you here, we have their pictures there with their names and prayer requests on the back. Would you take one or two or 10, however many, and pray for some of these leadership families that God would hold them strong, would help them grow? Because that's the future of his church. It's raising up leadership from within. So for Roman and Lilibet, for Jenny and John, who offer pastoral leadership, for Maria and Sixto, who care for the property and local fundraising, for Melanie and Eduardo, a young family, and they go through a lot of struggles in their marriage, so they need a lot of prayer.
Yes.
For Jocelyn, who is opening a new area in Pascuales, for Evelyn, who is the secretary, for Lourdes, as she is leading the children's ministry, which is a huge job. For Pilar, who is the treasurer, and her family doesn't yet know Christ. Her husband is an alcoholic, and we're just praying for God to bring them to
him. They're recovering from COVID right now.
Yeah. And they're still working. You know, as we're here, things haven't stopped. This team is working hard. They're raising their own funds, buying concrete block, and putting up more of the walls. And ministering and serving. That's training for vacation Bible schools. While we've been here, they have run two more vacation Bible schools.
In the new areas that we have groups now, in Pascuales and Santa Lucia. Now that's on the other side of Chonggong. It's on the other side of the city. It's about an hour by bus. So it's amazing to see that. To see that they are doing what we are supposed to do. We have, the Lord says, go and make disciples and preach the gospel and teach them what I taught you. So they are doing that. That's exciting to see.
Mm-hmm. And Jenny called us a couple weeks ago and said, well, I need to report 190 new contacts in Pascuales and Puente Lucia. So they have caught the vision that Christ's message isn't just for us. It's to be multiplied and shared. And we appreciate you so much as part of our family. Our church there is called Agua Viva. Anyone know what that means? Agua, water, viva, live, living. So living water.
Yeah.
And as you are a part of God's work there, you're part of this family tree through your prayers, through your support. And I know travel right now is a challenge, but that's going to change. And if God would raise up a team to come and work with us, we would love that. Come help us build. Come help us do a vacation Bible school. If you know how to cook, bake, sew, knit, we can do workshops in that. If you're an electrician, if you're a bricklayer, there are so many ways your skills can be used to further God's kingdom in other parts of the world. So thank you so
much.
We appreciate you. You are a blessing to us. And we'd love to spend some more time talking with you afterwards downstairs. So God bless.
Amen.
Pablo and Rebecca, before you step down, could I have you stay up here with me for just a moment? I didn't tell you that ahead of time. Would love to pray over you both and your family as we get ready to close our service. But as you were talking, what jumped out to me, yeah, please, As you were talking, a couple different things jumped out to me, but specifically chocolate chip cookies. And I joke about that just because it is, you know, that is a ministry, how things got started. Yeah. But, you know, sometimes, as you said, but God intervenes. And so for us, you know, if we're wondering, what do? You know, if I'm sitting here in the congregation, I'm not a pastor, I'm not a missionary, I'm not whatever, bake cookies and give them away or invite people over, do those things, whatever it might be. If you know how to knit, Mikey, you got that knitting? Yep, perfect. Go see Mikey. Let's sure about that one. So thank you. Thank you for just giving, you know, an overview of everything, the names, the people. You know, this is real life work, so thank you for what you do. Let's pray. Jesus, as we are gathered here and we get to hear about this ministry and this work, where you are alive and you are living waters that continue to flow, that continue to move, that never stop pushing, and you make yourself known. As we get to live that out, whether it's in Ecuador or it's in travel or it's in here in Fairmount, Summitville, the MG community, Jesus, we get to do that. We get to be your hands and feet. And so we can do that in different ways, Lord. You have equipped us to do that. And Lord, as we end our worship service, where we get to sit and to be and to stand and to praise you, Lord, may we go and may we walk and may we do because of you. And if we're not sure, we say, but God. If we're not sure, we say, but God wills. And God will do. And God, you do. We love you, Lord. Amen. So as they said, there's a meal downstairs. Anybody and everybody's welcome to stay and take part in that. This is the end of our service. So we're so glad that you were with us today. You can subscribe on iTunes or Spotify or your preferred podcasting app. Be sure to rate us so other people can know about the podcast.